Wow, Joe, you picked a good one today to lead in. I love this band from back in the day. Stevie Winwood and Traffic. Low Spark of High Heel Boys.
You see something that looks like a star.
Yeah, if you see it like a star.
And it's shooting up.
You can listen to that one. Take you all the way from Sherman Oaks to Burbank.
It's Cal McCarr, if you see something that's like a star.
Yeah, oh, man. He is a star.
We're taping late today, so I'm definitely looking at some traffic all day.
Yeah, it was a little dicey getting over here, but I'm glad to see you, man.
Yeah, we made it.
The great Joe Bartnick, Fraser Smith here. It is Puck Off. And where's Andy today?
Andy is, he had a sad news in his world. A friend of his no longer with us.
Oh,
so he had to fly home, and I screwed up with the guest. We were having a big guest, and I messed it up. So I'll take full minus one. Delay of game, but he will be back.
We'll get him back.
Not that big of a guest. I know.
Well, it's the bag man.
The bag man was
always
to come
a favorite.
Up. I don't like to throw a bag under the bus.
He's always a favorite.
Yeah, he wants to come back as soon as possible, so we'll get him. But we thought we'd have him in. But we have Aaron, our producer, Frage. We're old school.
Yeah, man. Here we are. This is like
just us
back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. No technology, just me and you.
Yeah, buddy. We can do it.
Me
we'll
and
get
you
through it.
Sideshow. Yeah. And if you can't talk about hockey this week.
Wow.
When can you talk about
it? Man, you know what I dig? Everybody's watching it. My friends who aren't even hockey fans are watching, and people are enjoying the level of play.
Well, you know, it's on the big channels.
Yeah,
now.
That's what it is.
It's on TNT, which they're done now, how can we not have Talking and Biz Nasty and the Great One
I
anymore?
I just love them, man. And when I saw Biz Nasty with the new haircut, I thought it was Dr. Phil. That was the weirdest haircut ever.
Yeah, I mean, was that the bet to look like hell? I mean,
I don't know. It was for a bad haircut, I guess, was the bet.
Oh,
he certainly paid off.
He got one.
Yeah, he did.
I love how Taki just busts his balls.
Oh, man, he rips him the whole time, doesn't he? And I love those guys. And Gretzky's great on there.
Gretzky is great. Other thing I noticed, too, is, and I don't think he does it out of malice. Maybe a little bit just to mess with Biz. He certainly isn't doing it out of malice to Anson. But you ever notice how the Great One always kind of just says, well, you know Rick.
Yeah.
And you know Rick. Like you're talking, like, here's the Stanley Cup table. Like everyone else at the kids' table.
Well, I think that's what it is. You know? He just knows that he and Rick are on a different
level. I always think it's great, though. He's like, you know Rick.
Well, you... That's how the big guy's supposed to act. Though,
oh
right?
Yeah, hey,
you
know. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's congratulations to Colorado Avalanche, the sweep.
They swept them.
We're off tonight because they had nothing to do on television.
Did
tonight.
I pick that wrong? I actually remember I went out on a limb and picked the Oilers.
Yeah, well, if your buddy didn't completely let you down, you might still be talking. There might be a glimmer of hope.
Well, he played well in the series before, you know.
Only because Markstrom was hideous.
Yeah, I guess.
For those not paying attention, we're talking about Mike
Smitty.
Smith, who you've fallen on his sword many a time, Frage.
I have. I may have to rethink that. He did not play well in this series.
He played terrible.
Yeah, he was... Yeah,
and here's one thing I miss bagging. I'm going to ask almost everybody now, and I want to ask you because you were a man of the black arts, a man behind the net or in front of the net in the pads. Smith is every single thing I don't like. To me, I like a goaltender that is stoic, not violent, and plays his angles and doesn't rely on athleticism. Now, I know Flower, who I love with my whole heart and soul, was the athletic guy.
And quick.
It didn't play his angles.
Quickie, too, with that acrobatic style.
But Quickie actually was more cerebral, not to knock Flower. But Quickie tried to play them. Quickie was just so great. He stopped everything.
Yeah.
He played them kind of both ways.
But he had that acrobatic style.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like the guys that get overly emotional.
Well, that's Smitty.
Smitty?
Yeah.
And I don't like the guys. Okay, I mess up. So the over-emotional or violent. I don't like guys that rely on athleticism. And I don't like guys that play the puck too much. Every game, Smith played the puck too much
and got himself in
problems.
A lot of miscues out there. Yeah, he really did. And I know what you're saying. He just tries to do too much.
He tries to do too much.
You know, he's a big guy. You should just play the angles and let your size help you out there.
Ben Bishop made a career out of just letting the puck hit him.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no rule. All you need to do is stop it.
And if you want to get emotional and show down teammates, or you want to pretend like you're going to fight somebody, I don't even care. That's third on my list of things I don't like. If you're super athletic, you have to rely on your angles. That's second on my things I don't like. But when you go out and play around with the puck,
well,
that'll come back and bite you. The number one sin to me.
And he didn't need to do it, and he did too much of it.
You don't need to do it.
Yeah,
that's the perfect way to put it. You just don't need to do it.
Yeah, less is more. Less is more.
Yeah,
stay in your crease.
And we'll talk about this, but we'll get back to that when we get to the other series. But the other thing about this series is Cal Makar.
What can you say?
No one was more impressed with Jesus than me.
He did play hard in
Jesus
this series,
Jesus was
man.
Insane. Leon, I said 3 years ago, Leon carried him in that playoff series. I thought Jesus kind of didn't show up as much. Jesus showed up. Leon, on a half a leg, he's the best passer in hockey.
Well, he came through too. They both their big guns played well.
They couldn't play any better.
Yeah, they did.
They
had a couple of their other guys. Hyman, I thought, played
Hyman
well.
Played good. You know, Kane's a dirtbag. That was a cheap-ass hit.
That was a cheap hit.
And but I thought Bouchard, for a young kid, played very well.
Yes, he
and
did.
And poor Nurse on a hip flex, torn hip flexor. Jesus.
Yeah, that's tough.
Keith battled. You know, but they're missing six guys. They're missing 6-4. Had a couple good shifts.
They were undergunned.
I mean, compared to Colorado.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I guess what I'm trying to say, though, I mean, Jesus was insane.
Well, he truly is the best player in the game. I know McKinnon played very well and Makar played very well, but I still think
this is my point. I don't know if Makar isn't the best player.
Well, he might be. And McKinnon, I thought, played very well.
McKinnon, another signature goal that you'll see forever on the highlights if they win the game.
What an unbelievable.
To make it 5-4, that goal, come down and just blast it.
The full rush.
That guy, really.
Yeah.
In the power. I said he's like Crosby on video game when you hit like the superpower button.
Right?
He's like a bigger, faster Sid.
Well, that's what you get when you take all the soft drinks out of the locker room.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. He had them remove the soft drink machine because he wanted the guys to eat better and be healthier.
Yeah. Thinking Sid 101. It's all fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't take anything.
He played great.
He played great. But I still want to get back to the point of Cale Makar. A goal. The youngest defenseman ever to get 5 points.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he passed Bobby Orr there.
Bobby Orr and the doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
even Gretzky was kind of kidding. Like, Paul Coffey never played defense like this.
Well,
I mean, when he stopped McJesus on the partial breakaway, when he caught him and just poke checked. Whew, I mean,
well,
there's no one on earth that can do that.
He's an outstanding player.
He plays defense. He
dominates from the defensive position. Like
he's
Orr
physical.
Did.
He's physical too. He's on a pushover. He ran a few people, and then his defensive partner Taves. He's probably the fifth best defenseman in hockey.
He's good too. Yeah. Well, they're a good team, man. Now that brings my question up. No matter who wins this next series, is very interesting, and it's tied up right now. Can either of those teams handle the Avs?
I think losing Kadri was a big.
Oh, that was
big.
Yeah, was big.
I think that's a big. He's not going to be able to play with a broken thumb, right?
Is that what he's got? He's got a broken thumb.
And even if you get surgery, you can't.
No, I wouldn't think so. And that was cheap, I thought.
Oh, it was 100% cheap. In the first 10 minutes of the game, that's just garbage.
Yeah. Well, do you think that was intentional? Were they out to get him?
I don't think they put his name on a chalkboard and circled it, but I think Kane is just a complete dirtbag. It's a dirtbag hit.
It was a dirtbag hit.
Everyone's known that forever. That's a dirtbag hit.
Yeah,
That's why they penalized that hit to high heaven.
Yeah, and they should.
Guy 6 feet from the board, hit, chip him just so his head rides it.
Cross-check in the back, quite clearly.
Kadri was killing it.
Yes, he was. That's why I asked if it was on purpose. They want, getting him out of there is big.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't help him at all.
No, and it's going to impact the next series, certainly.
I think it totally impacts them if they play. I don't think Tampa can use that. I think it's even because okay, Point's not playing.
Is Point coming back, or is he done for the whole thing?
I think he's doing the whole, we're going to skate you every morning just to put you in the minds of the Rangers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He can morning skate. He can twirl around with the trainer, but can you play in the play? I mean, it's a big ask.
Oh, no, yeah. So that's a big loss.
It's a huge loss.
Yeah.
That's a huge loss.
One of the best players.
But, you know, I want to get to that whole series. I just want to keep that. But, you know, Confer played great. JT Confer had some big
goals. Oh, yes, he did.
And that Nikushkin, you know, he was making $3 million for 2 years. Dallas bought him out.
Wow.
Remember, he was good on Dallas. He had one bad year, and they just threw him away.
Yep. Yeah. He played well.
Now he's playing on the top line, so Landeskog moves down. And you talk about a battler for a captain.
He's a tough guy, man.
And he goes to the net, so the puck hits CeCe. If he's not going to the net, the puck doesn't hit CeCe. He's a battler, and I'm so happy for him. Because I think in two straight playoffs years, he was kind of technically the GOAT. Remember the one when he didn't hop on the bench fast enough, and they called back the goal offside?
Yep.
And I think another year he might have took a questionable other kind of penalty. I don't know.
It's nice to see him play well.
Yeah. And then Rantanen's coming on.
Yeah. They got a loaded team, man.
Our boy Josh Manson.
Yeah. Great addition.
And I think the other thing that's different is I think they need to get Kemper back.
Yes. For this next series, yeah, that would help.
Francouz played well, but
he did play well.
He played very well, but let's face it, he just only had to be better than Mike Smith.
In this series, that wasn't too tough.
yeah,
but I mean, he did play well. But no, I think Kemper's a better Kemper's a better goalie.
Absolutely,
I think. Yeah.
I mean, but Kemper hasn't reached his level at Arizona whatsoever.
No,
but he's still, I believe, a little better than Francouz.
Do we know what's up with the injury?
I think it's his head.
Oh.
Not mentally, but his eye, and then
took a shot off the mask, right?
Two in a row, and he still was messed up from his eye from getting sticked in the eye.
Yeah.
And he pulled himself out, so obviously he was seeing
something
double
must
or
be
dizzy.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
That guy's
a
gamer.
Yeah, he is.
So
something's up there, yeah.
But irregardless of who they play, someone's going to either have to match up against Igor or Vasilevskiy.
Well, I was going
to
say,
so
they better have their best guy in there because they're going up against two of the best, either one of those guys.
Yeah, I think the best. I like the way Manson's playing, though. You know, think about it. Colorado has about four guys. Like, I'd say McDermott on defense, who can also jump up and play fourth line. They got guys that are healthy scratches that would play on any of these other teams.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe not Tampa, but everybody else.
Now, the question that comes up again, we talked about it last week. We've talked about it a lot, and everybody talks about it, is rest or rust? You know, they have this time to chill. Now, did you think that maybe hurt Tampa Bay, that they had that long rest after their other series? They seemed a little bit... maybe the Rangers were just that good, but I was also thinking Tampa Bay wasn't quite in their game those first couple of games. And that could happen here. It could be good for Colorado, or does it make you rusty?
I think they could be a little rusty. Well, I believe they would have the home ice advantage, so I think that's better for the team. Well, let's say that it goes 7. That team's going to have to get on a plane and go play at least within two days after at high altitude.
Yeah,
so that's got to help the Avalanche. Although I want to apologize to everybody here listening at home, in your car, in outer space, on the Armed Forces Radio.
We have a lot of fans in outer space.
We have a lot of them, cosmonauts. I was wrong last week, and I drove you guys down the same lane, and thank God, at least my editor at Pro Hockey News would have found it. I thought Tampa Bay was playing those first two games at home, and all the Rangers had to do was win. Remember, I turn on the TV and they're in Madison Square Garden. I'm like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
I guess I didn't catch that either.
I just apologize. So, but now they better not come out rusty, because if it's the Rangers or Tampa, I would not want to lose game one or two in Colorado and have to go back down a game.
Yep.
That's why, as long as you know me, I always like starting out on the road. I really do as a team, because then you just win one of the first two.
If you win one of those two, you're gold.
You're feeling great.
Yep.
You're feeling great.
That's right.
I know we can start talking about that series. I think we've exhausted some of the other side notes in Colorado, or most of them. I do think I think the rust hurt him a little bit, because the first game and a half, I'm just like, New York's just like faster the puck is Tampa dead. They just did not have their timing.
And yeah, they didn't.
Any of their passes.
That's why I mentioned that. You know, we always ask, does it hurt you, the layoff, or help you? I guess if you have injuries, it helps you, obviously. But, yeah, they didn't seem to be as sharp as they usually
are. Yeah, I mean, I think it helps if you get Kemper back. But I think it didn't help and they didn't get Point back. But I think what really matters is when does Tampa feel like, okay, well, now we really have to start playing.
I don't think they've looked like Tampa can look yet.
Oh, you still think there's another gear? See, I think in game four they pretty much played.
Well, I guess they did in game four. They did look good.
It looked like in Toronto they warmed up to the challenge, and then game six. Because I think the Rangers are a great team. I think those are the two best teams they've had to play so far.
Yeah.
So they took them to game seven or game six, Point wins in overtime. And then game seven, Vasilevskiy says that's it.
Well, and he played great in that last game.
Yeah. So then then they just steamrolled Florida for whatever reason. Florida can ask their own questions. Okay, then they lost game one and game two. They had a little wake-up call. And then like game three, they're like, okay, they're home. And it was like Stamkos and Hedman and Cooch just said, okay, well, now our back's against the wall now. Now you can't win.
And now,
you know what I mean? And then that was it.
Well, the home cooking really got
right. But it just seems like when it push cut, when Kucherov has to play,
Stamkos, come on, he's having amazing playoffs.
I heard Brian Engblom, the great color guy, said this might have been Stamkos' best season ever. Whew. He had 100 points. A lot of guys were banged up, and he goes, he showed up in camp this year. Every year, you know, he's always injured. He's always rehabbing all summer. This was the first summer when he didn't rehab.
He was healthy and ready to go.
And
yeah.
He came the first day like, I'm going for number three. He told the team like, we're going for the three-peat. And he has not let his foot off the gas.
Wow.
Even when the team is
impressive.
Like dog crap in some of these series. Against Toronto, he put him on his back, I thought, a couple of those games. And then the last couple of games they're playing, he's playing great.
The stammer of old.
And Hedman. I mean, he launched Cheadle. He crushed Cheadle.
Yeah.
But McCarr and then Hedman.
Those are your two best guys on defense.
So. Yeah. How much space? How many times do you think the puck is getting cleared on the power play, but Hedman gets there? Like every time Florida thinks they're going to clear it, Hedman has it.
Yeah. Well, he's great. Yeah. Cooch is great. They've got some
Palat.
Great players. Palat's great. They got some great players. And Points out.
Point is out. I love Cirelli. Cirelli's
great.
His
I love Cirelli. Yeah.
And
they have the best goalie.
I mean, it's funny. We've been doing this so long. Remember when Cirelli was a puppy? Remember?
Yeah, sure.
He was a rookie. Yeah. And just like, I'm like, I think you
called it first. I think you said he was going to be good.
He's like third line guy, and I'm like, man, that's the guy I want. There's some offense. He's defensively responsible. He's those guys. He gets you those big goals.
I will say this too. I think they have the two best coaches right there. We love Gallant, and we love Coop.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed in Gallant. I think he's letting I know he'd be like a fiery guy.
Everyone he gets does. A little bit over the top sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I think you know, I'm not 100%.
But I've always liked the guy.
Oh, the results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
I love
but you're right,
too.
He got a little worked up there, didn't he?
He gets a little worked up sometimes.
Coop never does that.
No.
Cooper, no matter what happens, stays smooth and together.
I mean, it helps when you have two Stanley Cups.
Well, it does, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Coop did yell at Paul, though, in that TV interview. He's like, get in the room.
Ah, well, I'm sure behind closed doors he's a little different, but he always comes across.
And you know, and I think, you know, I think Gallant is, why is he playing Reeves so much?
Well, now let's talk
about
that.
Reeves has taken two dumb penalties
in
a row.
That penalty, the last one, was really dumb.
It was really dumb. And then, you know, ESPN, okay, you're rooting for the Rangers. I get it. But to waste a whole intermission to talk about how Ryan Reeves got jobbed when he was screwing around with Maroon. Maroon's just smarter than him. And that's the thing I've always said. No real player's afraid of Reeves. I told you, Reeves ain't. Maroon ain't afraid of Reeves. Afraid of Reeves.
I'm sure that's
Those
true.
Guys aren't afraid of Reeves. So he goes out there like a clown act, like it's wrestling. And it's like, You're just killing time. Well, I mean, he's deficit on the ice. Like they Rooney, Gaudreau, and the other kid should be playing, and Reeves should be in the bench. I mean, he should be in the upstairs. Like,
well,
he never scores. He never scores.
Well, yeah, and on that play where he did the slash, you know better in the playoffs than to do that, right? I mean, you're supposed to. You know that that's something that maybe you do that in the regular season. You do a retaliatory little slash, but you never do that at that point in a game where you need that game in the playoffs.
You know why? You know who has? You know how many rings? You know how many Stanley Cup rings Ryan Reeves has? As many as me and you do.
Well,
and there's
yeah,
a reason.
Yeah.
Did when they were going? Did Maroon get the penalty? No.
No.
Maroon's working on number four.
See, yeah.
You know,
and
Corey Perry. Corey Perry gets there. People hate Corey Perry. I had two phone calls. People want to assassinate Corey Perry. Corey Perry has a ring. He's been in the finals three times in a row. You push, but you don't do the stupid thing.
Stupid stuff, especially it's timely, too. At certain times, you back off.
And referees, I always were human. They want to look like they're doing stuff, but they don't want to give it to someone. They're not going to give a penalty. They're trying not to. To the star, they're not going to give it to the veteran. Who do they give the ticky tack stuff to? To the rookies and the goons.
Yeah,
because they can get away with it without someone going, "How the hell did you get Stamkos cross check?" Yeah. Or how did Kreider get that? Kreider pulled some crazy stuff. He got like one penalty this whole series. You know what I mean? But Reeves does something. They're going to call it Reeves.
Well, he should know that. That's the thing. He should know that.
Yeah.
And really, during playoffs, every player should know that.
I do think, though, that them getting the power play at the end of that game was huge. I think if they just lost 3-0 or 4-0 blanked, I think that's a big mind F to come through. But their power play still worked.
Yeah, it does.
Coming a little bit of momentum.
I think they're the best power play in the playoffs.
Oh, they have to be. I mean, they're incredible. And I told Joe G, you know, my buddy, your buddy, he's a big Ranger fan. He goes, "What do you think?" I go, "Well, the problem is Carolina took so many stupid penalties." I said, "Tampa Bay is not going to take stupid penalties." And they don't.
Well, that's coaching.
The Rangers live off that power play.
Yeah.
5-on-5, every now and then the Breadman gets a little push, you know, or Mika gets a little push. Couple 2-on-1s, but usually it's just the kid line, and that's it.
Yeah,
they have no 5-on-5 push. They live on that power play.
They do,
and you got to make something.
You can't
happen
against a team that doesn't take the bad penalties.
Hey, you lose 4-1.
Yeah,
exactly what happens.
Yeah, although I got to say, I think Rangers have played well, very well, and they do have some great players. And I think some of these guys in the Rangers have come on, like Capo.
Capo's played great.
Hasn't
physical.
He? Yeah.
He crushed Sergio Kevin.
He knocked some guys around.
I think Lafreniere's cooled down a little bit this series, but he played great.
Their kids are starting to grow up.
Gino, it's a shame. I like seeing him play. He'll probably come back.
I kind of like that Ranger team.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I told Andy, I said, Keandre Miller is going to torment me the rest of my life. I'm going to die before he's not a Ranger anymore. The guy's 22.
Yeah, isn't that something?
He's going to play 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a great young defenseman.
Oh, he's terrific, yeah.
He's terrific. He got wheels. He got a cannon. He's mean. He's big. He gets back. He gets up ice. I love that guy.
That's a pretty solid team, man. They really are.
How about Lindgren? How about Boston? He came over in the Rick Nash trade. Is spare parts.
Ah, right, right.
I remember him barely on Boston. But how about that steal?
Yeah, that was a steal. Yeah.
So what do you think now? Do you think I'm pretty sure I picked Tampa in 6.
I think you did, and I think I picked them in 7, I think.
You picked
maybe I picked them in 6.
You did pick Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay,
I almost picked Rangers. Because going in, I always like to take the underdog. You know?
Right.
And that's why I picked the Oilers. And
so the Oilers were your dog. I thought the Rangers were your
dog. And I was going to pick the Rangers, and then I thought, Tampa Bay's going to – they played so well in that series against Florida. I thought they're going to do it. And but it's been – they surprised me. The Rangers surprised me those first two games.
And I think There's a lot of track left.
Oh, yeah. This is a good series.
Yeah, I don't think this is remotely over. I mean, I almost think – I still got a feeling about the Rangers.
Rangers could win it.
I'm almost positive I picked Tampa. But I got a feeling that the Rangers –
Rangers could do it. I don't know. The way they played those first two games.
I think that Gallant – really is working the refs to death, and I think in New York, I think they might get a couple calls in Game 5. I think to help out that power play a little bit.
Well, and
I'm all for gamesmanship. I'm not against them getting a few calls, and then I don't see Tampa losing game. I think it's gonna come down to Game 7 in the Garden.
That's the thing. It's the home ice advantage that's really gonna do it.
Yeah,
because it's a home cooking series.
Yeah,
they're I think gonna have a tough time winning a Game 7 in the Garden.
That's why I think it was really important that they got that one power play goal at the end, because I think they got shut out. And then you think, you're never going to beat Vasilevsky.
Yeah, that I think that gave him a little bit of a confidence boost. Shutout would have really sent him home going, wow.
Yeah.
You know. But they do play well in the Garden, man.
And I never second-guess Coop. I guess I did, though, and I said, they got to get back to playing 12-6. They went back to playing 12-6.
Yeah.
That helps when they just roll those four lines. Give Maroney a little more ice time.
Yeah.
I love Pat Maroney.
Yeah, he's great. And he adds that element that you talked about. You know, that kind of neutralizes, the Reeves scenario.
It's not neutralizing Reeves. It's neutralizing everybody else. Because
that might get chippy.
Yeah, because they get chippy. Then Maroon comes over. Yeah. And then Reeves thinks he come over. Maroon's like, I ain't afraid of you. I'm talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like you can pull me back all you want. Well, I'm still talking to him.
We always say you need that guy.
Yeah.
And he is that guy.
But Maroon is Rocket Richard compared to Reeves as far as actually playing hockey.
Well, that's right.
And that's the big
that's
point.
A good way to put it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he got that big goal last night, Maroon.
Yeah.
Going to the net, man. I'll tell you who else got that big goal. I was happy for him, but I didn't come up. It was Cassian.
Goal
and make it 5-5.
Yeah, we've always liked him, yeah.
As Luch is in Italy, I see on Instagram.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
How great would it be to party with Luch in Italy?
Yeah. Wow.
Sutter's probably back at his farm, like, drawing up plays.
He
probably has a blow dart gun on McJesus.
He's like he's like a shark. He never sleeps, right?
Yeah, he's out in his barn with a shotgun blowing up, shooting Big Jesus bobblehead
cardboard cutouts. Yeah. I always love him, man. I just love him, man. Great coach. Well, you know, the series is very interesting, and it really could go either way. I mean, it's so cliche to say that, but it.
I think it's going 7.
That's
what makes me think that the Rangers have a better chance than I. That's why I picked Tampa in 6, because I thought, well, they're not going to win a game 7 in the Garden's pretty tough to win, even for the 2-time Stanley Cup champions.
Well, the way they looked in that previous series, too, you know, they just were awesome.
How the better the Rangers play, the worse it looks for Brunette keeping his job in Florida, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, though. He did have a nice year.
I mean, why'd they get Claude Giroux? I saw the best thing, too, is Claude Giroux actually picked them over Colorado.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
I don't see him getting along with Bednar, though.
Yeah.
I don't see him getting along with Landon. You think you pout your way to the bench after a mediocre power play?
No, the captain would be tough on him there.
I don't think you pout your way around the ice.
They're not going to take that.
And McKinnon, I don't think you play like – I don't think you – you're a baby in college.
No. They wouldn't put up with it.
No.
All right, now, let me ask you this. Okay, let's try both teams. How do you think Avs TB plays out?
I am picking the Avs in both series, because that's what I picked.
I was going to say Rangers next.
What I picked. Preseason, I picked the Avs.
Over either of those teams?
Well, I know, against Florida, because I...
No, but I mean, if it was Rangers or Tampa Bay, you would pick them over both
those
teams?
Yeah, I think I have to. I think it's close. I just think right now, I think the rest and then going into altitude, I think it helps Colorado. I think missing Kadri is huge.
That's big. And I don't think he, you're right. I don't think he can come back on a broken thumb and
squeeze a stick and everything.
I don't think so.
I just don't see. I don't know. I don't know. I think that if you don't take back, I think that if you play 5-on-5, I just think that Colorado is much better than the Rangers. But I'm not going to count out Hedman and Vasilevsky and Kucherov.
I would think they would have a better shot.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. When the chips are down,
yeah.
I think that's the one. See, I would pick instantly. I'd pick Colorado over the Rangers. I don't know about Tampa Bay, especially if they get point back. I'd have to really rethink.
Yeah, yeah.
Kemper's still out, and no Kadri.
Yeah.
And say they make it in six, so they really have 4 days off, and they get a little bit of rest. Say okay, they're going to schedule. Say whatever. Okay, today's Wednesday, so then they play Thursday, Saturday, Monday. So say they're going to – it's on the books. They're playing Wednesday. They're probably going to announce it's going to start next Wednesday in Colorado, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So let's say, okay, they win Thursday, they win Saturday. Perfect amount of break for Tampa. They get point back.
And they haven't gotten a chance to get rusty.
They haven't got a chance to get rusty, whereas the Avalanche might be a little rust.
In that first game.
But Tampa Bay doesn't have a chance to get worn out.
Yeah.
They have that extra couple days.
Yeah.
They get point back.
Now, do you think they do get point back? I don't know what the injury is.
I think if he was done, he wouldn't be skating around now.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's going to play against the Rangers. But you're adding another week to play Colorado.
That gives him time, hopefully. How about Kemper?
Even a game four or something in Colorado.
What do you think about Kemper? What's his – oh, we were talking about
his face. Was a backup last game. So he's pretty close.
Yeah, I think that's important.
I think in the theory of why would you take a guy out that's winning, then you start the series fresh with Kemper.
Yeah.
He has 8 days of practice or however long he's going to have.
So there's a likelihood he'll be back.
I think Kemper's coming back.
Yeah. All right. But probably not Kadri.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, that does hurt him.
That hurts him. Let's do a couple other news and notes.
Okay.
Changes are coming in Boston.
Yeah.
Cassidy canned.
Huh. What do you think about that?
I think when you look at the trades that Don Sweeney has made and the free agents that he's picked up, and then you see that they're all signed off by Cam Neely, I think someone else's head should have been on the chopping block.
Well, I kind of like Cassidy.
He was just he went to the finals in 2019.
Yeah.
He lost in game 7 to the Blues. Berube's not on a hot seat whatsoever.
I like Cassidy.
I know he won, but still. I mean, Sullivan's on the hot seat at all. I can't believe they got rid of Cassidy.
That was kind of a red herring move where he got pinned with that.
When you look at the free agents they've brought in and the trades they've made, I mean, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have kept him.
I would have kept Cassidy in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
The other things that's changing, one, Patty Bergeron got the Selke, good for Patty. Five in a row.
Yeah.
He still maybe not coming back. He had elbow surgery. The Rat. Hip surgery.
Hip surgery.
Out 6 months. Both hips.
Wow.
That's minimum 6 months.
Yeah, it's
Charlie Mack. Right shoulder, 6 months.
Wow, they're banged up.
Grizzlick, left shoulder. I might have got the left and right confused, but they're both different shoulders. Grizzlick, shoulder, 5 months. Riley, ankle, 3 months.
Wow, they're banged up. Maybe Cassie's lucky to get out of there.
Who are you enticing to take that job with?
Well, love the Red Wings to get him, of course.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, him or Trotz, I'd take either one, of course. But Cassie...
I like Cassie better than Trotz.
I think Cassie would be great for them.
I'm not as big on every game's a playoff game for 82 games, and then you get worn out.
Yeah. I think that plays
in Nashville where Trotsky was great. And then Capitals had all that talent. And they just like, if we just play this way for 2 years, we'll get a cup.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Islanders thought that way. But I mean, I don't think Boston's close to winning a cup. So why would you want to play like that?
I gotcha, or
Detroit for that matter.
Well, yeah, same thing. Yeah. But I do think Cassidy would be good there.
I think he'd be great in Detroit. I think Cassidy's a great coach.
I do too. I like him.
I think every job that is open is now Cassidy's in the mix for.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Now they're saying Pasta might be on the table.
Well, I'd grab him too.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't use him?
Yeah, everyone could use Pasta.
Yeah.
And then the rebuild really does begin.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then the Red Wings move up because someone's they're dropping, so the Red Wings move up. Now, Jack Campbell still not signed. Do you want Jack Campbell to be in that?
You know what?
At 5'5", 6" for 5 years?
For five, yeah, that's about right for him. I kind of like Campbell. But I think he's kind of a little hit and miss.
You want him over in the Nedeljkovic right now, and you pay him, and you're unhooked for both of them. The Nedeljkovic is the backup, and you have $10 million in goaltending for the pairing of Nedeljkovic.
How would you rate those two above each other?
I think Campbell is better.
A little better?
Than Nedeljkovic, but Campbell is so prone to bad games, bad series.
Yeah, he'll have a bad month. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think he's indestructible either. I don't think I would. And Nedeljkovic is such a young kid. I'd kind of ride with Nedeljkovic, to be honest with you. He's got the youth on his side.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's got a lot of talent. He just, you know, was a little hot and cold this year. But he's on a team that's a little hot and cold.
The thing is you could play this back every year for the last 3 years. I'd go after Holpe.
Ah, interesting.
I don't understand. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want? I mean, Holpe.
Well, yeah, he's solid.
Then you bring him in. You say, "Hey, Nedeljkovic is the kid. He's going to play most. He's going to play a lot of games. But you know, he's not cemented in as number one. And we're trying to make the ace seed here.
Yeah.
So stay sharp, and you're going to play 30 games, and we'll see what happens in April. If we got a back to back against the Bruins to see who gets in, and you might play both of them.
You think Holpe over Campbell?
For a whole season, maybe not to start as my starting goaltender, but Jack Campbell wants 5 or 6 years at over $5 million a year. Holpe just played for $3 million and rode the bench.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
What about, I mean, would you take Samsonov or Vitek Vanacek for $3 million for 1 year to give him a test?
Hmm. You know, I like Samsonov. Yeah.
I would not want to get stuck with the Jack Campbell five times anything.
That's a long time.
And to make it where he has to be. If you didn't have Nedeljkovic, if you still had your buddy Mrazek, I'd say go for it.
But you got the youth with the kid, and
I really enjoyed Nedeljkovic.
Oh, I think he's got some real potential. Yeah,
yeah. So I wouldn't just throw him away for Jack Campbell.
I agree.
You know, you get Thatcher Demko or something. That's different.
Yeah.
Or it's funny, they were asking the beat reporter of the Boston Globe Jack Cassidy's a bass player. Bruce Cassidy is a Sundance kid. Who's regular Cassidy? Who's Bruins Cassidy? John Cassidy? I forget.
What, Bruce Cassidy?
Bruce is the coach of the Bruins.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the Sundance kid?
Oh, the Sundance kid. Oh, Butch.
Butch.
Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Butch Cassidy.
Couple of backyard Miller highlights.
You and your dad have been partying.
JLB, yeah, wearing off.
How was your dad, by the way?
He's doing great. Well, he came out to see at the Dodger game. We'll have some fun. It's time.
We'll have some fun.
Dodger baseball.
Yeah, your dad.
Yeah, you know, he's...
He's a great guy.
He's asking why we didn't have, you know, I had to explain to him we just should have had the, for my 1 billionth time, he had to hear my Delorier story.
Oh, sure. Sure, of course.
You know, the true. But hey, you want to end that? You send Nick DeLore out there and you put your stick through his brain, or he has his back turned. You go, well, he's at game four. He's at game five. He's skating with the trainer for game six. That's how you end all that.
Yep.
You don't wait for Colin Campbell. You don't wait for Gary Bettman. You don't wait for the stash.
That's why I think the DeLauriers of the world are still valuable.
They're absolutely still valuable. DeLore had a hat trick this year. No, the guy can't play.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've heard it every month for 3 months. I just love Nick. He's a free agent. I can't wait to get
Nick. Oh, I would grab that guy, man.
Nicky DeLaurier. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding phrase on Nick DeLaurier. What happened as soon as he left town? The Arizona Coyotes beat the hell out of those kids for screwing around.
Yeah.
They didn't try that at all. They can score all the Michigans and all the between the legs they want when DeLaurier's on the bench. The minute he's in Minnesota, everyone, oh, we don't want them playing that way against us.
Exactly.
Funny how the tide turned in Anaheim.
It sure does. That's why you need a guy.
Big Nick energy ain't around.
That's why you need him.
Yeah. Speaking of big guys, James Neal is tearing it up in Springfield of the AHL. He's still playing for the Calder.
The real deal?
The real deal. Mr. November. And he is looking to play in the NHL next year. Which would probably be about team number 10.
At this point. Do you think he's still got something left?
Yeah, if I didn't think that Rob Brind'Amour would just absolutely rip him fingernail by fingernail, I would think he'd be great in Carolina.
He plays that kind of game. And I bet he could still score with the right team.
Well, that's what I mean. No, I don't think he plays. I don't think he plays that hard forecheck. I don't think he plays that hard at all, which I think they do. But I think that
he's got the thing for putting in the net, though. He can do that.
Carolina needs a guy that can score.
Yeah, I would love to see him still get another year.
You know, I mean, just a team that does everything right except score.
Well, then he would fit there.
He's perfect there.
Yeah.
You know.
Because they got all the hustle. He just have to stand around the net and score.
Yeah, if he could just make it the first, if he can just, he didn't make it with Berube, he didn't make
Well, you know his game. It's got to be the right team.
It has to be somebody like, you know, the other one that could go to Carolina, I think, make a difference. But he does it with charm. It's Phil Kessel.
Well, there's another one.
Phil charm Brind'Amour. They'll be at the casino. They'll be having dogs. You know, he won't care if Phil doesn't play a lick of defense or back check.
No.
But they could use Phil Kessel.
Billy Dog. Yeah, he could still get some goals.
Yeah.
And some teams just need that.
Yeah, you just need someone that can score.
Yeah. A lot of teams, that's their problem. And both those guys can put it in that.
Yeah, especially Phil.
Yeah.
With a decent center.
Yeah, I mean, a good pickup.
I used to love Natchez. Look how many times Natchez was like cutting between second and third gear with the puck. He didn't know what to do. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil knows what to do.
Back
of the net or just a sweet assist.
He just goes to the net.
Sweet assist, yeah. You know, Phil's going to be somewhere fun next year.
Oh, I
bet.
He
won't be in the desert playing in front of 30 people in a college gym.
Boy, that is such a strange, strange scenario.
How about Artturi Lehkonen? He's put his two overtime goals the last 2 years to put teams in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
How about everyone Sakic acquired had big goals this whole playoffs? Lehkonen. Manson's playing great.
Yeah, that was a great pickup.
Cogliano.
Yeah, hey, listen, Sakic knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. Andrzej Kopitar won the Messier Leadership Award.
Well, why not?
Oh,
why not? He's kind of a Messier type guy.
We love him. We love him. I want to get to the Jack Adams. Here's your coach of the years. It went Sutter, Brunette, Gallant. Only Gannett's still in the big prize. Eveson, Bednar, who I think his stocks are, I think McClellan did a great job with the Kings. Rocket Rod Brind'Amour, Sully, Hines, Cooper, Keefe, Sheldon Keefe, that is. Brucey, Woodcroft, and Berube. Man, is Cooper way too low?
Well, Cooper could win at any time. Gosh, I don't know who I'd go with. I guess. Maybe Gallant.
That's why I think Gallant's a finalist. And I have no problem with the finalists there. I really don't. I think they all earned it. I think Brunette falling in.
He had a great regular season,
yeah,
man.
And Tockett said on TNT, that's why they should give the coach a year award after the season.
Well, yeah, because when you get swept, everybody thinks a little differently.
Yeah.
But he did have a great regular season.
And Sutter, I think, just did a great job. The Masteron, the guy who did the most for the community and on and off the ice, and just a good guy. Carey Price, Hayes, Philly Hayes, who helped out his brother's family in Boston Hayes, Chara, Getz, Okposo, Boyle, Vlad, Jack Eichel. I have problems with these two. First of all, Hayes, incredible work. Chara, yeah. Getzlaff, anybody, Okposo, Boyle, Vlad. Here's the two I don't get. Price, he should be doing charity. What was he doing?
Yeah.
Was he playing this year? How do you give him an award for it? You're talking about home cooking.
That is home cooking, yeah.
I mean, seriously, how is he getting an award? He didn't even play. Yeah. And then Eichel, he surely wasn't any soup kitchens in Buffalo. And what was he doing? Handing out free drink tokens at the at Circus Circus.
Well, that is quite a good community service.
I mean, I just question, like, come on.
Yeah, I give it to Hayes.
I definitely give it to Hayes, yeah. Or definitely Char. I give it to Getz or Char or Hayes.
Yeah,
Hayes suffered a family loss that you can't even imagine. Or those guys, the Selke, the Patty. The Patty Bergeron Memorial. But Lindholm, here's where it goes. Lindholm, Barkov, Sorelli, O'Reilly, Kopitar, Ek, Deneau. I said Deneau played a great, how great he is. He was second line center in the game. Selke, top 10. Foligno, Austin Matthews, Jordan Staal.
I think it went to the right guy again.
I'm not going to debate. He can go in every year. I have a more question is, how is I love Austin Matthews. How does he get more votes than Jordan Staal?
Ah, good point.
The defensive center.
Come
on. That's home cooking. And then, I wish they would really just give it to the best defensive center. Because not taking anything away from Lindholm. I'm sure he played great. Elias Lindholm for Calgary. I don't watch all those games. And he got a bunch of points. And Barkov, he shuts down guys. He's a big center. But is he really? Who you want on the ice with a minute left? Him, or Sorelli, or O'Reilly, or Kopitar?
Oh, all those guys.
Right. Him. So yeah. You want Lindholm, or you want Anze Kopitar? You want Lindholm, or you want Ryan O'Reilly? You ask John Cooper. You want Elias Lindholm, or do you want Anthony Sorelli?
Sorelli.
Yeah.
So, O'Reilly, yeah.
So, all right, we'll do the awards. The new awards are always fun. We got the Linda Cohn, which we just call that the Mike Smith Memorial. all his bad goals. The Scotty Hartnell, I'm giving it to the Mika Zibanejad goal after Igor just pulled the on-Broadway flop of the century on that power play.
Yep.
When he threw his stick in the air. It's like, come on.
that was a Broadway move.
I appreciate the, I want to get this call, but that was a little soccer. You're playing for Liverpool? Come on.
That was wild, yeah.
And then the Shanny, the hit that sparks a goal, I got to give that to Darnell Nurse on the Cassian goal. Just blew somebody up that started that rally. I don't know who it was, but he crushed someone. The puck went way up ice. That's how it went to McDavid and back to Dreisaitl.
And then
Cassian knocked it in. So that's that. We got a bunch of Howies.
All aboard!
Kane's wife tweeting out the sweep.
She's back.
Before game four, she tweeted out three brooms.
Okay.
That's some war class twirling.
Yeah.
Biz Nasty's haircut.
I think that's got to be the winner.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Gallant. Gallant just about 10 different things. Just him going crazy a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then Don Koharski dropping the S word on national television. on the instant replay. That was
you got to love that. Yeah, that was.
I'm giving it to Koharski. Actually,
really, are you?
I'm giving it to, but you
I thought Biz's haircut was the weirdest ever.
Biz is right there, but you know, Biz gets a lot of.
Okay, the dirtbag. Who's the dirtbag of the week?
I got to go Cassie and ripping the helmet off of Byron when he's on the bench.
And yeah, that's kind of a dirtbag
move.
Yeah,
I love Cassie, but that
yeah, I do too,
very
but that's
dirtbag.
League, yeah.
Of course, we have the hit on Kadri. That's a major dirtbag too.
Yeah.
No Korea, no Mario's. Yeah. We have a legitimate Claude.
Oh. Scoring out of the box.
J.T. Compher. Out of the box, into the back of the net with the game-winning goal.
That was huge.
Huge, huge, huge. Same play. J.T. Compher on that, he just abused Brichard on that play.
Yep. Yeah. Just,
but no pro bears. No Dios.
All right, save of the week.
Game two, Igor on Maroon when it was a 3-1 game right down front of that was huge. Game two, when Frank Kuz was way out of the net and he gave him the puck and he tried to hustle back and CeCe shot it at him and he hit him. Thank God for Frank Kuz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have, Frank Kuz on Leon game three, Smith, the double pad stack on Nikushkin. We talked about Nikushkin getting by. Frank Kuz on McJesus in game three with the glove when he pushed off and came forward.
That was a good save.
Huge save.
Yeah.
Igor on Cooch on the breakaway early in game three. And Vasilevsky on Gaudreau down low in game three.
All great saves, but I have to go with Frank Kuz on McJesus.
Okay. Yep.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that one too. And then the Goonie. We got Reeves and Maroonie screwing around. What a maroon. Trouba crushing Cirelli. Steven Stamkos hitting Igor in the face. Kane on Kadri. Killorn crushing Keandre. Trouba, the elbow on Palat. Hedman, Cheadle. Kreider, Cernak, sneaky dirty. Kako, Sergachev. Hagel fighting Vetrano. And Nurse crushing Mikko Rantanen.
I'm thinking Keiko, maybe.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah.
We'll give it to Capo Caco.
Yeah.
List of the 10 best hockey cities compiled by somebody. 10 best hockey cities. Boston, Pittsburgh, Detroit, St. Louis, New York City, Denver, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, and Newark.
Newark. Okay. Well, is that in order? In other words, is
the
Boston?
Top 10, yeah. Top 10.
Boston's number one, Boston. And you guys are number two.
Detroit's number three.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. I will be in Wasilla, Alaska, Friday night, and then Saturday night, two shows, Anchorage, Alaska, Coots, one of my favorite places to play. Let's all have some cocktails. In Anchorage.
Yeah, they love to party up there. That'll be fun, man. That'll be fun.
Too many dudes, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well, that's a good place. I know you love playing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be at the Improv in Hollywood on Saturday night.
Right on.
And I think that's what I got. And then Laugh Factory on Saturday night as well.
Right on.
Late at the Laugh Factory. All right. Well, good show. We missed Andy. We love Andy. I hope that's a tough thing he's going through there.
He'll be back. My dad will be. Everyone will be back next week.
Is your dad coming in next week?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
He's a little jet lagged and had a couple pops. He's like, oh, relax.
Yeah,
cool. Boo graduated today, so we had the afternoon graduation.
Oh, yeah,
so
fantastic,
that's why
man.
Or the morning graduation. Oh, my God, it was hot.
Oh, I bet today, right?
And just, every speech. Like, come on, you're not Martin Luther King. Let's wrap it up.
Well, congrats to her, though.
Thank you. And, you know, my mom, Ange, is the best. I go, I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Right. And my dad's like, "Can I wear shorts?" I go, "Yeah, it's California. You can wear whatever you want." Right. Of course, every other man was in pants.
Oh, of course.
Ange is like, every adult man, or she's like, every mature man has pants on. Like,
uh-oh.
To my wife, I under her breath, and I go, well, I'm immature.
Well, tell it like it is, baby. Yeah, yeah, that's, I love it. Well, congrats to her. And I want to thank Aaron as well, our fantastic producer, always great. Thank all the Puck Off fans.
We're glad Aaron's wife and kid are better.
Yes, we're glad.
They had the end of COVID round 3 or 4 or whatever.
But they're better. They're getting better.
They're better, 100% better.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's fantastic.
All righty. Well, we thank you for joining us here on Puck Off. We look forward to see the playoffs. Come on, it's just starting to really get interesting. And we'll see what happens.
We might have to do a Tuesday one next week so we get our picks in. No, I probably start Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, playoffs are super
Andy
exciting.
Was pissed about missing this one, too.
Oh, I know, man. I know. Well, we'll get him back next week. We thank you for joining us. We are Puck Off. We are out. Andy has some good.
Cast the action.